Chapter 2. Preparing to ride. Create your own safety. Like the choice to drive, the choice to ride carries with it a certain amount of risk. However, motorcycle riders face risk in different and more significant ways. Traction, weather, and potential road hazards all pose considerable challenges to riders that drivers don't often face. Adding to these increased risks are factors related to protection. Lack of protection that is built into vehicles. No seat belts, airbags, or steel roll cages. Stability. Difference in stability and balance. Four wheels versus three or only two. Traction. Two wheels are much more affected by surface hazards than four. Comfort. Riders are more exposed to elements than drivers are. Visibility. Motorcycles are much harder to see than cars. The majority of motorcycle crashes involve several risk factors stacking up at one time. As an example, think of a tower of blocks being stacked on end. Each block represents a different risk that a rider must be aware of and learn to manage. If the tower is stacked too high, it falls. The same can be true when riding. Too many risks stacked up eventually cause a fall. The constant development and practice of physical and mental riding skills can help you reduce or eliminate many risks when riding. Does choosing to ride a motorcycle increase your risk compared to driving a car? Yes. Riding is different from driving in that you must think like a rider instead of like a driver. You must increase awareness of your environment and how your vehicle handles, all while responding proactively to hazards. Are there ways that you can actively manage these risks? You can manage some of these risks by preparing for every single ride. Is your body protected? Is your bike ready? Are you ready? Remember that your own skill and behavior is the greatest risk to you as a motorcyclist. Recognize, accept, and manage your risks. Create your own safety with functional gear. One way to manage risk is to choose gear that offers protection from both abrasion and impact. Comfort, to keep you focused on the road. Visibility, to help other road users see you. Protective gear can significantly reduce risk by providing protection in a crash, comfort in varying weather conditions, and visibility so others on the road can see you. Helmets. The most common cause of rider death in motorcycle crashes is head injury. Regardless of speed, helmeted riders are much more likely to survive a head injury in a crash than those riders not wearing a helmet. The single most important thing you can do to reduce risk and improve your chances of surviving a crash is to wear a quality, properly fitted, and securely fastened helmet. To legally ride in Washington, you are required to wear a helmet that is compliant with Department of Transportation, DOT, guidelines. DOT compliance is indicated by DOT labels on the rear exterior, as well as interior of the helmet. Novelty helmets are not DOT compliant, and may not be worn on public roadways when riding a two- or three-wheeled motorcycle. Helmet types and construction. Helmets come in a variety of styles, including full face, modular or flip-up, three-quarter shell, and half-shell. Half-shell and three-quarter shell helmets do not provide protection for your chin and face in a crash. Full-face helmets are considered the safest helmet, as they provide the best protection for these areas. Regardless of style, DOT-compliant helmets are required to have an impact-resistant outer shell, an impact-absorbing inner liner, usually of expanded polystyrene, EPS, foam, a comfort liner, the padding, a neck or chin strap type of retention system. A helmet should be replaced if it has obvious defects such as cracks or frayed straps, and after being involved in a crash. Many manufacturers recommend you replace a helmet every 5 years due to the breakdown of protective materials over time. In addition to DOT compliance, helmets may have other safety certifications. The most common of these are SNELL, from the SNELL Memorial Foundation, and ECE, Economic Commission for Europe. You should research different helmet styles and certifications to help determine which helmet is best for you. Remember, all helmets legally allowed in Washington must be at least DOT compliant. Another consideration when choosing a helmet is how it can help you be more visible to other road users. Being visible is an important part of reducing risk, so think about switching from a dark-colored helmet to a brightly colored or white helmet. Helmet fit. Apart from styles and certifications, one of the most important factors of a helmet's ability to protect you is how it fits. A helmet should fit snugly all the way around. It should not be so tight that it causes pain or headaches, and should not be so loose that it moves around on, or lifts off of your head while riding. Helmet manufacturers make helmets for different head shapes. Research different brands to help you determine the best fit. Properly fitted DOT-compliant helmets will not block or obstruct a rider's central or peripheral vision. Properly fitted helmets do not obstruct sounds that motorcyclists need to hear. Be safe and always wear a quality, properly fitted, DOT-compliant helmet that offers the most protection, comfort, and visibility. Eye protection. Washington law requires wearing eye protection when riding on public roadways, unless your motorcycle is equipped with a windshield. Goggles may also be used to protect your eyes, but wearing goggles, or even using a windshield may not protect against environmental elements or road debris. Eyeglasses or sunglasses typically don't provide enough protection either, as most are not shatter-resistant, and they may come off when turning your head at highway speeds. A helmet with a plastic, shatter-resistant face shield not only offers the most protection for your eyes, but can also help protect your face in a crash. All of the previously mentioned problems are distracting and painful, but can become deadly if you are unable to concentrate on the road because your vision has been compromised. To be effective, eye or face shield protection must be free of scratches. Be resistant to penetration. Give a clear view to the front and either side. Fasten securely to the helmet so it does not blow off. Permit air to pass through to reduce fogging. Permit enough room for eyeglasses or sunglasses, if needed. Tinted eye protection should not be worn during low visibility conditions such as dusk, or when riding in poor weather conditions such as fog or rain. Protective gear. The minimum protective gear required to ride legally in Washington State is a DOT-approved helmet and eye protection. But think about whether this would suffice to protect your body in a serious crash. Should you wear the most protective gear possible at all times? The answer is yes. Jacket and pants. Motorcycle protective gear is typically designed to fit differently than street clothing. Many riding jackets have sleeves that are cut longer and extend lower on your back. This improves the fit when a rider leans forward to reach the handlebars. The gear should fit snugly, yet loosely enough to allow you to move freely. Motorcycle gear made of leather or sturdy abrasion-resistant material offers the best protection. Denim does not provide significant abrasion protection. To protect against impact, you should choose gear with body armor inserts in critical areas such as knees, elbows, shoulders, hips, and back. Wearing a jacket and pants designed for motorcycle riding can help you feel comfortable and less distracted in varying weather conditions. In cold weather, proper gear can help prevent hypothermia, which is when your body temperature becomes too low. Hypothermia is dangerous because it can cause loss of physical and mental function. A riding jacket and pants can help protect against the effects of heat exhaustion and dehydration in hot weather. Try to find gear with vents and/or mesh panels that protects against direct sunlight and wind, but also allows airflow to help keep you cool. The more comfortable you are, the better you can focus on riding safely. Boots and shoes. Riding boots or shoes designed for motorcycle use should be sturdy, but also high enough to cover your ankles. Proper riding footwear should feature reinforced areas in the ankle, shin, toe, and heel for additional support and protection. Riders should wear footwear with soles made of hard, durable, slip-resistant material. Remember to keep heels short, so they do not catch on rough surfaces, but also so they fit within foot pegs and controls. Laces should be tucked in to prevent them from catching on parts of the bike. Gloves. A natural instinct when falling is to put our hands out in front of us. Although this may not always be the correct way to fall, it poses a risk of injury to your hands. Riding gloves are usually made of leather or textile, and often include added protection such as padding and rigid armor in potential impact areas. Try many different pairs of gloves and make sure that they fit snugly, but do not restrict movement. Make sure there are no seams that will cause pain to the fingers or hands. Motorcycle-specific gloves should fit properly to offer good grip and control while providing protection for your hands and fingers. Hearing protection. Even with a full face helmet, noise from your bike, but especially from the airflow around your helmet, can be significant. Long-term exposure to wind and road noise can cause permanent hearing damage. Good hearing protection reduces the level of harmful noise, while still allowing you to hear important sounds such as horns and sirens. No matter what brand or style of helmet you choose, also select additional hearing protection to reduce the risk of hearing loss. Note: the use of in-ear hearing protection, ear plugs, is legal in Washington, but in-ear speakers, earbuds, are not. Comfort and weather protection. You should be aware of environmental conditions and dress accordingly. How well does your gear help you stay comfortable and alert in the conditions you may encounter on your ride? Many riders wear multiple layers as a way to be ready for varying weather conditions. Riding a motorcycle in moderately cold temperatures can lead to severe chill, fatigue, or even hypothermia. In contrast, riding in extreme heat can cause sunstroke, sunburn, dehydration, and fatigue. Choose gear to help reduce environmental risks. If you are distracted by weather conditions, it reduces your ability to concentrate on riding safely. Visibility. One of the most common statements from car drivers after being involved in a crash with a motorcycle is, "I didn't see the motorcycle." It is typically more difficult to see motorcycles since they are smaller in profile and also have smaller lights. As a rider, you own the responsibility to be seen. One of the best ways to reduce risk is to choose riding gear that allows you to see and be seen. Assume that other drivers can't see you, and help them by wearing brightly colored and reflective gear. If you prefer to wear black gear, you should choose to wear a high-visibility reflective vest over your jacket for the duration of your ride. Understanding and inspecting your motorcycle. Statistics show that a majority of crashes occur when a rider has less than 6 months of experience on their current motorcycle, regardless of experience level. You can reduce your risk of a crash by choosing the appropriate size and type of motorcycle for your skill level, familiarizing yourself with the controls, performance, and handling capabilities of your motorcycle, conducting pre-ride inspections of your bike and keeping up to date with maintenance. Choosing the right motorcycle. Select a bike that both fits you and the type of riding you plan to do. Two- and three-wheeled motorcycles come in a wide variety of sizes and styles, and not all motorcycles fit all purposes. A heavyweight cruiser may not be the best for off-road riding. A small dual-sport bike might not have the luggage capacity needed for a multiple-day tour. A sport bike is not as comfortable for passengers as a sidecar, for instance. Try sitting on the motorcycle you plan on purchasing, and ask yourself the following questions. Can you comfortably reach all the controls? Is the size, weight, and power suitable for your comfort and experience level? Does the style suit your needs? New riders should start out on bikes that are smaller and lighter in weight because they can be easier to control, less intimidating, and easier to maneuver. Consider how you want to use your bike. Will you use it for recreation, touring, cruising around town, or commuting? Motorcycles come in designs and styles suited for many different uses. Whether a dual sport, cruiser, standard, sport bike, trike, or sidecar-equipped motorcycle, choosing a bike designed for your preferred type of riding and skill level can decrease your risk and increase your enjoyment of the road. Getting to know your motorcycle. Once you have brought your motorcycle home, or even if you are borrowing one, spend some time getting to know it. Become familiar with the controls and how to use them. Using unfamiliar controls can be a big distraction, and distracted riding can lead to a crash. Each two- or three-wheeled motorcycle has its own unique handling personality. Be especially careful on any motorcycle that is unfamiliar to you, no matter how experienced you are. Find an empty, Safe area in which to practice locating and using your controls. Practice slow speed maneuvers, turns, stops, and swerves. Take an advanced training course to increase your skills and familiarity with your new bike. Checking your motorcycle. The primary source of information about your bike, including specifications, operation, and suggested maintenance, is in the owner's manual. Make sure to read and understand it. A motorcycle will continue to ride like new if properly maintained. A motorcycle needs more frequent attention than a car. A minor technical failure on a car is seldom more than an inconvenience for the driver. The same on a motorcycle may result in a breakdown, or even worse, a crash. Make sure to know if anything is wrong with your motorcycle before you head out on the road. To stay aware of your motorcycle's current mechanical condition, conduct pre-ride inspections of your bike. A pre-ride inspection is a quick and easy check of critical components and only takes a few minutes. Inspections of your bike should be as routine as checking the weather forecast before heading out for a ride. A convenient checklist for pre-ride inspection consists of the following. T. Tires and wheels. Air pressure. Tread. Cracked sidewalls, dented wheels, loose spokes. O. Oil and other fluids. Levels. Leaks. L. Levers and controls. Levers and pedals. Cables. Hoses. Throttle. L. Lights. Headlight. Tail lights and brake lights. Turn signals. Switches. S. Suspension and drivetrain. Suspension. Chain, belt, or drive shaft. S. Stands. Kickstand. Center stand, if equipped. For sidecar-equipped motorcycles, make sure that the connections between sidecar and motorcycle are secure and that the sidecar brake, if so equipped, is operational. Additionally, regular maintenance such as tune-ups and oil changes are as important for a motorcycle as routine checkups by your doctor are for you. Wear and tear is normal with every mile you ride. Pre-ride inspections and routine maintenance can help prevent costly breakdowns. Create your own safety by taking responsibility. Riding a motorcycle requires mental focus, situational awareness, and physical ability regardless of whether you are riding on two or three wheels. You are the only person who is responsible for the risk you take when you ride. You are responsible to protect your body from risk by wearing as much effective safety gear as you possibly can. You are responsible for the maintenance and pre-ride inspections of your bike. You are responsible for assessing and adjusting your psychological attitude before every single ride. You are also responsible for identifying your experience and skill levels, making sure to ride within your limits. Always be aware of peer pressure situations, and resist the urge to show off. Sometimes being a good rider is recognizing when not to ride. You increase your risk significantly when you ride while you are angry, ill, or tired. You are always responsible for your actions and the outcome of your chosen actions. For example, you are waiting at a red light to turn in an intersection. You move forward without checking traffic as the light turns green. Another vehicle runs a red light and hits you. The driver should have stopped, but it was your responsibility to look before pulling into the intersection. Bear in mind that though the other driver may be legally at fault, you own some of the responsibility in any crash. Always think of how you can avoid a crash at any given moment. Do you have enough space cushion? Have you calculated an escape route? Can you see and be seen? You are always more vulnerable to injury in a crash than a car driver, no matter who is at fault. Make sure you do all you can to take responsibility for your own safety. Always ride as though you are invisible. Part of riding defensively is assuming that other road users cannot see you. Try to reduce your chances of a crash occurring by being visible. Wear bright, reflective clothing. Use your headlight and ride in the best lane position in which to see and be seen. Communicating intentions. Use your signals, brake light, and hand signals when necessary. Creating space. Maintain an adequate space cushion when passing, following, or being followed. This way you will also have more time to react to hazards. Actively searching. Continually search your path of travel as far ahead as possible to anticipate any potential hazards. Identifying and evaluating. Assess all potential hazards and ask yourself, what if? Being prepared. Always remain alert and ready to use crash avoidance skills, but also have an escape plan. You will notice a difference in your confidence and safety levels as you continue applying the skills you learn in a training course. Training courses give you the tools to be able to create your own safety. It is up to you to apply them.